Chapter 12. The reptiles hissed joyfully as they hauled on the vine hawser. Sunflash wallowed helplessly, and his great weight was sucked under as the tree limb submerged slowly into the ooze. By spreading his paws and holding his head back, he tried to halt his descent into the swamp, but it was useless. He gave a final battle cry before he was lost forever in the murky depths.
You lady!
Scarlath arrived like a bolt of lightning. In seconds, the big eel was writhing in midair, clutched tightly in the kestrel's savage talons as he pecked sharply at its head.
Creon! If my friend sinks, you die. Tell the slave who wants to get beneath him and buoy him up. Quick now!
Though he was trapped fast by the neck, the eel hissed aloud.
Stop! Do not let him sink!
Sunflash felt the mud well into his mouth. Then suddenly, he was pushed upward from beneath, the wriggling mass under his footpaws acting as a raft. Scarlath forced the eel to clench the vine hawser in its mouth. Then, beating the air furiously with all his wing power, the kestrel flew slowly upward, gripping the eel. Beneath him, the reptile latched hard onto the vine hawser, knowing its life was at stake. Fortunately, the hawser was long, and Scarlath managed to reach a dry bank with lime and alder trees growing on it. Flying as high as he could, the kestrel dropped the eel among the topmost branches of an alder and grabbed the vine from it. Leaving the eel stranded high in the alder, Scarlet took three turns around the lower trunk. Then, securing the hawser, he flew back to Sunflash, calling advice.
Quee! Feel around for the vine and pull yourself out.
Letting his paws sink, the badger felt about until he touched the oak limb beneath the swamp's surface. Sunflash groped wildly, knowing it was his only chance. At one point, his head vanished completely under the mud. Scarlath felt a surge of panic, then sudden relief as his friend appeared like some slime-covered primeval monster, rearing up as he pulled and hauled on the hawser that he had found. Blinded by swamp dirt and spitting mud left and right, Sunflash dragged himself, paw over paw, the vine hawser tautening as it rose and slapped against the viscous surface. Scarlath hovered overhead, calling encouragement, while the reptiles, who had all risen to the surface, watched unblinking as the swamp-covered giant hauled and pulled, grunting and gasping, until he emerged on the dry bank with a final sucking gurgle.